Rory, you go again, back in the UK once again, and back with Wolves in a real senior role. Which why do you want to come straight back?
I think it was an easy decision to make. You know, I'm the old statesman of the team, and I've been a captain a few times before. And if you ask any of the lads, they take the mickey, and that I'm pretty jovial in the pits, and like to think I can get a good feel factor going. You know, when I come here last year, the lads, it was such an easy transition, and I like that in a team that everyone seems to they know their job, but they also make it fun, and it's a big thing here, which Pete has a lot to do with about morale and us lads just seem to gel really well, and it's what really got us through the end of last year, especially losing our two best riders, and still to take it to the last heat last year. That still must, in a way, it hurts us probably more. But I still think they'll look at it at the end of the day. Spend a new day. They only won by 1 point without two of our best riders missing. Sure. They can only beat what was put in front of them. But end of the day, that was one of the key factors to get us through them final matches was just the lads gelling together, and it just speaks volumes.
Well, people are hearing you say that, and I can see as you're saying it. And you've ridden for lots of teams. You've ridden, all the things you've done and won this, that, and the other. But that you're feeling that. I sense a bit of a, we're not going to show people now.
Yeah.
As far as you can.
On paper, we probably don't look, the top of the pile kind
people
of.
People have said that about this team the last 2 years.
Yeah, but you look at the side, it's solid, all the way through. And we're all coming off really good seasons. Jacob's obviously coming off a nasty injury, but I know Jacob well. I know the character he is, and I've got every faith in him to do the job. And we all in the team have jobs to do. We all pick each other up, and that's that was the cool thing about making an easy decision to come back to Wolves was, it just feels right. We all agree. We look forward to Mondays. We look forward to coming to Wolves and racing, and that's a great. It's a really cool thing to have, to know that you go on your home track and look forward to racing at your home track. And we're lucky. We're probably a little bit, spoiled, with one of the best racetracks in the country, as in, always mentally prepared. And it was one of the big factors for me, just that the whole setup here is so good to have, especially someone like at my stage of my career. I want to enjoy my racing, and I did that last year, and I'm going to do it this year.
Do you like that role? That I mean, the you said yourself straight away, I'm one of the senior guys here. I mean, there's senior and senior, but no, I know what you mean. And do you like that? Does that feel good for you?
It's a wake up call for me, honestly, because it doesn't feel that long ago. I feel like I come over it. It's very strange feeling. I think I'm in that stage now where I've realised I'm one of the older riders, and but it's for me. I've been around. I've been around the block. You said it yourself. So I've ridden for teams. I've ridden under different promotions, and I've seen the ins and outs of how it works. And I've seen the bad sides. I've seen the good sides. I would like to think I've got a fair bit of knowledge, which I can pass on to some of the lads. And they wouldn't have made me captain if they didn't feel that I could do a job. And it's a job. I just think if you can make it fun, the other lads feed off you anyway. And last year, some people might say Freddie's very quiet, but when he's amongst us, he's a funny bloke, and we all fed off that. And he sort of, I think he led by example, especially I was winning majority of heat ones. He was so dominant, he was a leader, on track. I'm not at the stature of Freddie, but I think I have strength in other departments where I can benefit the side.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that choice had to be made by the management here, and that it was always going to be an impossible choice. But as far as possible, it's quite a similar core to last year. There's yourself and Jakob, and Kyle's here again, and that seems like quite a beneficial thing, because not every speedway team can do that.
Yeah, everyone tries to do that, and that is for a promoter probably one of the hardest things to do. You build a successful unit.
Yeah.
package and program that you know, every year seems to, they try, I wouldn't say deliberately, but you know, you get a deal together that, you know, you've got a base of riders that the fans respond well to, relate to, and I've been in them situations, you know, with Coventry. We had, you know, one of the best teams, you know, in the modern era, and it was just stripped apart, you know, because, you know, rules change and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, Chris and Pete have done well. Obviously, we knew the decision was going to have to be made with the 8 point, you know, Jacob or Freddie, and I wouldn't have liked to have been put in that position. And it's a lose-lose. When I say lose, I mean by you can't win in making that decision, because you're losing Freddie. But, you know, but also, you know, it's not a bad thing on Jacob. It's more like, you know, like you make it to the point where, if we could keep Freddie, you know, Jacob wouldn't be at one, sort of thing, you know. So I mean is, at the end of the day, but I think, you know, Jacob come on that strong last year. I think he can, you know, cope with the number one spot. And I think, you know, through 1-7, we've got two reserves that are going to improve, coming off really good seasons. Like Nathan finished strong, and Ashley had a good season up at Newcastle last year. And Cameron had his breakthrough year with Ipswich, which I rode with him last year, which was really good. And Kyle, you know, had probably, no doubt, one of the best seasons I've seen him racing. And round here, he really impressed me. So we're going to be strong. We're going to be strong everywhere we go.
One last thought, if I may. You have, I've done this a number of years. You've had, as you say, all the ups and downs, and you're still here again. And clearly, you've still got the same buzz as you have. Are you one of these people who just cannot leave this alone? And look, there's enough riders competitive into, you know, well past where you are to, you know, there's something about it, isn't there?
I come close a couple of times to retirement, and that was through injury and the injuries I had.
You've had some hard times.
Yeah, you know, that, like you said, it's been difficult to go through them times, but I think it shows character. And I still think if I would have called it a day, I would have probably regretted it. And that was the thing that scared me more than anything, was regret. You know, retire, go back to Oz or whatever, and say 10 years down the line, or, you know, in 3 years down the line, I could still be doing that. That was the thing that sort of changed my mind to, you know, not retiring. So, but, you know, like every year, it's a feel-good factor, you know, excited to race, excited to represent my club. And you know, there's no other reason why I do it, but I love it, you know. So and I've always said, if I stop enjoying it, I'll call it a day, you know. And last year did no favours up, because if anything, it just restoked the fire, you know. I really enjoyed it. I had a great time, obviously, here and Ipswich. I think I went to probably the two best teams that, coming back from such two torrid years with injury and you know, doubt whether I'd carry on and whether I could do it or not, and you know, it was so good to come back and actually do what people thought doubted me that I could do.